Good morning. You are listening to In Focus. I am your host, Tracy Peltier. Thanks for tuning in today. Super excited to have two amazing guests in the studio. With us today are Chris and Bart. They are from GST Michigan Works. They're going to talk to us about all the goodness going on. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to see you again, Tracy. Good to see you.
Good morning, Tracy. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, and nice to have you back, Bart.
Yes.
Always good to have you in the studio. Bart's been with us. Well, he's played around in the studio for a long, long time. We just keep bringing him back in.
Tell you what, I feel kind of weird being on this side of the microphone when it comes to In Focus. It's been about, 7 years or so since I've done one.
Yeah, so Bart used to interview me. I'd be sitting in Bart's seat, and now we flipped.
Yeah.
How fun, it comes full circle. So we got these guys in the studio because they've got so much good stuff coming up and looking forward to. I want to start with a job fair that I know is right around the corner so people can save the date. I want to make sure they get on this. Finding good jobs is quite an adventure. Talk to us about the job fair.
Well, I think I'll take this one. The job fair is going to be this coming Thursday, the 29th, from 1 to 3 p.m. It will be right over in our service center on M21. So come on in if you're looking for an opportunity to find a job. There will be resume help available at noon. So anybody who needs some assistance getting their resume done, also come in early to fill out applications. You can certainly do that as well. The employers will be ready to see people at 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have 6 different employers here as it is right now. We're still adding some, but currently we have His Way Home Health.
Okay.
We have Duran Senior Care, Home Joy Home Health, Memorial Healthcare, Indian Trails, and Midwest Bus. And we generally add employers as it gets a little closer to the job fair. So please feel free to drop in. Be ready to interview because employers will interview you on the spot.
Right on the spot.
Yep. So you do have that opportunity to go ahead and speak with them. So just be prepared. And again, come in early if you need some assistance to get ready.
A resume help is a really big piece. And a lot of times we don't, we've went a while without necessarily being employed for various reasons in our life. And we started to get back into the workforce. And it's kind of been a minute.
Right.
And so it's really nice to have a refresher course, if you will, for lack of a better word, to kind of get you where you need to be, putting that resume out. It's kind of the first page people see, the all about you.
It is very true. And our staff, our coaches in there are A1. I mean, they really take the effort to work with the clients to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward.
Sure.
When they're actually sitting down with that employer.
Yeah, so we've got a job fair coming up, guys. If you're looking for a job, this is a great opportunity. You are actually going to be able to be up close and personal, meet everybody, and interview right on the spot. You could go home and be employed before you know it.
And it happens.
And it does happen.
It happens quite a bit that the employers put job offers out on the spot.
That's awesome. So for those listeners who maybe don't know the full scope of what GST Michigan Works is, can we go over a little bit about that?
Sure.
Yeah, what the scope is. Kind of like if you're listening and you're like, I don't even know what that place is.
Let's start off with the initials.
There
of
you
course.
Go.
GST, Genesee, Shiawassee, Thumb. So we've actually got offices and service centers throughout that area. You get into the Thumb, and gosh, Chris, I'm not even sure how many offices they've got
really?
Over in the Thumb.
Well, we basically represent the 6 counties, and each county has an office.
Okay.
If you're looking at Genesee County, they do have one down in Fenton, which pretty much handles that area. Which
right
is
on one road, right off the expressway.
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
So, and then each one does the same thing. We just serve as different areas. And because, you got the Thumb, you got Shiawassee County, you got Genesee County, they're all very different.
I bet.
And what their needs are. But the services provided are pretty much all the same.
Similar.
And, I'm going to let Bart talk about what happens in-house.
Right.
And then I'll talk about what happens in the out-house.
I love it. I love it. What a great combo. Go, Bart.
Well, it all kind of starts basically in my computer lab.
Okay.
I am a employment specialist / career coach. I have been since February. The main thing that I do in there is we help out folks that are coming in with unemployment claims. And you'd be surprised how difficult that is to navigate.
Sure.
Whether it's coming in to register for work, a lot of people aren't really sure about the register for work requirements, which can kind of hold up your benefits. So we take care of that. A lot of people will actually come in, and we've got 15 computers set up in the lab. So a lot of people will file their claims right online.
Oh, nice.
The nice thing about that is We can't file the claim for them, of course,
sure.
But we're able to kind of give them a little bit of guidance and kind of look everything over before it's submitted.
Nice.
And kind of keep the hiccups from happening.
Right.
Once that happens, then we'll actually register you for work, which is actually a really quick process, but it's kind of a cool process because we register you on something called My Talent. And My Talent is actually, I tell all my customers that come in, this is pretty much like the Michigan version of Indeed.
Okay.
For the state of Michigan. You can upload your resume to there. You can list your skills. If you're an employer, you can actually go on there and search for different keywords, search for different occupations, search people's resumes and that kind of thing.
Nice.
I've actually had probably 4 or 5 people that have just done this quick talent profile and gotten calls or emails from employers actually asking them to come in for an interview.
Great.
So it's kind of a quick process. Then after that comes where you claim, and that's where you get your unemployment benefits. And we help people as far as certifying. You're supposed to do that every 2 weeks. A lot of people, you know, back in the old days when you would pick up the phone and
right.
you had like 4 hours a week that you had to try and call Marvin.
I remember those days.
You can come in anytime and actually certify online. Yeah, and you can do that from home. You can do that on your cell phone as well.
Wow.
But we get a lot of people that every 2 weeks that come Monday morning, they're in. And you can do it any day of the week, but we get people that, you know, they just want to have that second set of eyes.
Right.
Have that second set of eyes and, again, make sure that there's no hiccups.
Well, especially if they've never had to navigate this before, it is scary.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I will tell you this. Actually, about a year and a half ago, I was in that position.
There you go.
And I was actually coming in, and at the time, the laptop I had was running on Windows 8.
Not to date it, but
couldn't do anything with
right,
it, right?
Right
so
right.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in there and get this done and file my claim. And
sure.
I was like, well, these people are so helpful.
Oh,
you know?
That's
and,
so
And so
cool.
knowledgeable. So I just kept on coming in every 2 weeks and, you know, filing my claim. And while I was there, we've also got a job search board, different applications that you can fill out and actually take to the employer. A lot of places are hiring, obviously, in this area, manufacturing and healthcare, kind of like what's going
right.
on with the job fair. Those are the two biggies in the area. But there's other jobs as well that you can apply for. If you need to use our computers to work on your resume, if you need to use our computers to fill out online applications, we'll do it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a spot for you. All you got to do is check in.
Hey,
we ask, just
that's
please
awesome.
Check in, right?
Right.
So that's a big thing that happens there. One of the things I keep talking about is people filing their claims and doing their unemployment work there to avoid the hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hiccups still happen,
oh,
but the great
sure.
thing about this place also is that we actually have hotlines that ring right into unemployment.
Oh, nice.
So instead of waiting forever and yelling
right.
agent and pressing zero and everything for...
Oh, you missed the day when it was a real person answered the phone. You know we all do.
Well, we've got hotlines that ring direct through. And customers at Michigan Works actually have priority over the people that are trying to call unemployment on the 800 number. And the great thing about that is more often than not, the employees of unemployment can actually clear up just about every issue over the phone. And if they can't, then they can kind of instruct the customer what to do next. And it turns it into a lot easier process than because
sure.
you're already frustrated after being on hold for, you know, estimated hold time of 20 to 360 minutes,
right,
you know.
Right.
So you're already a little frustrated and
yes.
a little frazzled.
Overwhelmed.
It's nice to
yeah.
have that calming person on the other end of the phone that gets on relatively
yes.
quickly and walks you through that. So that's a big part of what I do. Another thing that we do in there is, you know, Chris alluded to it a little bit, is your resumes and your
mm-hmm.
applications for the job fair. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to warn everybody, you're probably not going to have a killer resume in an hour
right.
in our computer lab. But if you want to come in and polish it up and get some tips
sure.
on, you know, maybe some action words, maybe some things that employers are looking for on a
right.
resume, we can absolutely
and that's
help
putting
you out
your
with
best
that.
Foot forward and giving you a better chance on getting employed.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Along that line, you know, the career coaches also offer a lot of workshops.
Okay.
So resume writing is one of them.
We do that twice a month.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, some of the other ones that, you know, you got the list in front of you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just talking real quick about that, you know, we had the resume workshop just last week, and we had folks that were coming in getting ready for this
job fair coming up. Okay.
And we've also got, you know, we've got an interviewing workshop. I mean, a lot of people, and I was one of them. When's the last time you've been on a job interview?
Honestly, you guys, I really would have to give it some thought. It's been a long time.
And I will say this, resumes have changed a lot since the last time I did a resume.
Yes, they have.
You basically want to be able to get past the AI.
Okay.
A lot of jobs now, it's all artificial intelligence. Something, I can't remember what Heather, who's one of our job coaches that teaches the workshop, she was saying it's something like 4 or 5% of resumes actually get in front of an HR professional.
Because the others get kicked out just from a missed something.
Just from AI,
yeah.
So a lot of things.
That's interesting.
A lot of things to think about. But tomorrow, speaking of Heather, we've got a real cool program that's kind of just started. We've actually got this career exploration with virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
And you come in and you just strap on the goggles, right? And all these different types of trades, an electrician, a lineman for the power company maybe, all these different things, and you're doing it in virtual reality.
Wow.
And there's like two or three different scenarios that for each one. So tomorrow morning, we've got that going on at 9 o'clock. I got to warn everybody, we only have two sets of goggles. So each Monday, 9 o'clock, we're limited to two different customers. But it's a lot of fun.
Do you pre-register for that, Bart?
You can pre-register for just about anything, and that's a great point.
Well, yeah, just to say, just pause for a minute to say, how do people reach you for that or any other question they may have? What's the best way to get a hold of somebody there?
Best way is probably just to pick up the phone.
Okay.
729-1942. Again, that's 729-1942.
Perfect.
Is a great way. You get on our website, gstmi.org, and you can actually pick which service center you want to sign up for, whether it's for some of our listeners in Flint, whether it's the one in downtown Flint over on Saginaw, whether it's Fenton over on Owen Road, us right here on M21 and Delaney. You know, we've got Marlette, Lapeer, you know, all of our places out in the thumb as well. You can pick the location, and you can actually sign up online for any of these workshops, and it'll give you a big schedule of the workshops. For example, coming up this Wednesday, we've got another financial wellness workshop that's going on. And these are really cool because different sessions each time we're going to be doing talking about banking. And we get representatives from Fifth Third that come in and teach that class. You know, I mean, they don't want like me and Chris in there. I mean, our our financial wellness is like buying vinyl records and going to concerts. You know, we are not responsible financially. But
Fifth Third Bank will come in,
and they will definitely take care of you.
Okay.
It's a great workshop. You can sign up for that online, or you can give us a call.
Awesome.
That's going
opportunity.
On this Wednesday. One thing that you can't actually sign up for online or on the phone, you do have to come in for person, is coming up on Wednesday as well, and that is we're having another career services orientation.
Oh, okay.
So we do those every Wednesday, and what that is it's a broad orientation to some of the programs at GST Michigan Works, and you will actually be assigned a coach to work with. And these coaches are going to be giving you a lot of different one-on-one instruction as far as looking for work. Let's say you want to do a mock interview. Let's say you want to get together with your coach and say, hey, can we block out an hour sometime next week and just work on my resume?
Sure,
You know, I keep going back to resumes. They are so tough. But you get together with a coach, work on it an hour here, and the coach says, okay, now I want you to work on this by yourself. That right there, you are going to need to actually come into the offices and sign up ahead of time. And the reason for that is because they are going to find out your interests and they're going to match you with a particular coach that does different things. So we've got some of our coaches are more generalists as far as helping with the work search.
Sure.
We've got coaches that work with apprenticeships and scholarships and training. We've got a coach that works with people that may have made some mistakes in the past and they can work towards getting some employment, may possibly even expungement, all kinds of cool things. So they want to pair you up with the right coach.
Right, right.
So if you're interested in coming this Wednesday or any Wednesday to our orientation and to meet with a coach, sign up for that in advance. This Wednesday, it's going to be at 1 o'clock, but I would encourage everybody to come in either tomorrow or Tuesday and get signed up. Find the Wednesday that's going to work for them best.
Okay.
Turning around the corner, you know, next week on September 2nd, Once more, we've got that virtual reality. So
right.
Every Monday, keep that in mind. And as we get around the corner of that, another orientation happening on Wednesday.
A lot
the 4th.
Of goodness going on.
Yeah.
And what a great way to build your confidence, too. It really helps to feel like you're not alone. I mean, it's kind of a scary thing to go out there in the job market once again, or first time ever.
And it is. And, you know, this is one of the reasons, you know, you pick up the excitement in Bart's presentation here, the way he's talking about it. You know, having gone through it, he's seen it from both sides
right now.
And obviously, he was thankful enough to want to join our team. And he's doing a great job. He really understands what people are talking about and what, you know, what's on their mind when they come in, you know, having been on that side of things
sure,
as well.
Sure.
So Bart helps with the inside stuff, and then I'm the exact opposite. I'm outside. I'm the
okay.
one who actually, the one who works with the employers.
Okay.
So I'm the one who works with the HR departments. I work with the chamber. I work with the, you know, SEDP and all of that, economic development. So I bring all that information back into the office, so find out what the employers are looking for, what their needs are, what their hiring and training needs are. So I work with a lot of different things. I connect the employers with the people that we're working with inside.
Right.
So that's kind of where that comes in. And then I also work with...
Yeah. And just to interrupt, one more reason why you really want to work with a coach
right.
is because Chris works hand in hand with these coaches as far as getting certain jobs and everything. I mean, you help line all that up.
I do. I mean, you know, it's what's available, what the employers are looking for, but I can certainly put people in touch. You know?
Yeah.
Oftentimes, if I hand deliver an application, knowing that this person has been vetted with a coach and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't hurt.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't
well,
it
can't.
Hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I work with that, and I also work with a different pot of training dollars. You know, mm-hmm. Bart had mentioned training dollars, you know, from inside. We have inside dollars available for people to get certifications, to get credentials, to finish out degrees, you know, all that kind of stuff. And again, the little asterisk is always, you know, if you qualify.
Sure.
So there are some qualifiers.
Right.
However,
that's fair, though.
Yeah. However, the
right.
coaches will be able to sit down with you and tell you, yes, you do it, and here's what we can do. We have people who finish out RN programs. We have people who get CNA you know, certifications, welding certifications, CDL certifications,
wow.
you know, all of that. So there's a lot of training, you know, funds available. And I work with different funds. So I work from the employer side of things.
Okay.
So I have programs which are for on-the-job training. So say an employer brings in a person that's a fit for them, but they need to be tweaked.
Right.
So if that person qualifies through what, you know, through our internal qualifications, then we can help that employer with the onboarding costs and those kind of things. And so there are some funds that go back to the employer. Plus that employee, if they have certain needs or, you know, barriers, perhaps they need tires or perhaps
sure.
they need a minor car repair or work clothing, they can, you know, generally assist with those kind of things as well. So it's a complete wraparound program. And then there's another one that kicks in twice a year, which is strictly for the employers, called the Going Pro Talent Fund.
Okay.
And this is through the state of Michigan. They've allotted, I believe it's about $55 million a year for this.
It's a little bit of change.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's in the budget. And basically, it is for employers to upskill current employees.
Okay.
And also, you know, new hires that they bring in that need training. It's a point system, so it is not a guaranteed award. It is competitive. But, for example, in Shiawassee County, generally about 85 to 90% of the businesses that apply have been awarded in the past.
Wow.
So we usually bring anywhere between $150,000 and $250,000 worth of training dollars into Shiawassee County.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. As a whole, GST does many, many millions, you know, covering all the various counties. So, you know, I encourage the employers that are out there, you know, if they have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me. Chris Schuler, 989-729-9599, extension 452. Again, Chris Schuler, GST Michigan Works, 989-729-9599, extension 452.
Operators are standing by.
With hot right. and cold running water, cutting the minimums. Okay.
Well, you guys, though, that is really much larger than even I knew. So I'm sure our listeners are feeling the same way. I mean, I kind of got that, you know, there was obviously a lot of resources available, some training available, but that's a huge scope.
Well, yeah, I always thought that basically all it was the unemployment agency, and we're not unemployment.
Okay.
You know, and I still get people to this day.
Do they think the same thing?
That think the same thing, and,
okay.
I, and I explain
that's
to them.
That's just a common thing.
We're definitely going to help you with unemployment, but Chris over here and the coaches over here and everybody right. is just doing a ton of other things.
Yeah, right. I mean, realistically, that's one. When I start up with a business for the first time, go in there, first question I ask them is, so what do you know about Michigan Works? Any answer is generally, well, you guys are the unemployment office,
okay.
right? That's really the one thing that we're not. We're actually the reemployment office.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that works. But there's
a lot of people have that misconception, if you will. Well, we don't know what we don't know. That's all.
That's where they start.
Yeah.
That's where they start their claims.
Sure.
So there's actually three distinct departments
mm-hmm.
to Michigan Works. There is the employment, you know,
services.
Yeah. Sure.
Which is BART, employment services. Then there's career services.
Okay.
Those are the coaches that work with the actual client for those various programs that BART had talked about, you know, the resume writing, the interviewing skills. I mean, we do mock interviews with people, you know, just to kind of get them prepared.
Sure.
And we're critical.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so someone sits
Practice
down with
matters.
Me to do a mock interview, I'm going to interview them.
Right.
I am going to, you know, critique what they're saying. And oftentimes, it's not really what you're saying, it's how you're saying it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, and then the little nuances, eye contact, I mean, all
right.
those kind of things.
Right.
You know, how confident are you in your answers? So all of that takes training. And again, I guess what most people forget is an interview is a conversation about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, you know, what would you tell somebody sitting around a kitchen table or sitting in a restaurant? You know,
elevator speech.
Yeah, it's the same type of thing. Yeah, unless you live on a ground floor. It's a very short conversation.
15
you
floors
know,
to tell you all about it, right?
Garden level. There's a business services, which would be us, and we all work together. So there isn't one that's apart from anything else, and everything flows. So we can take you from walking in the door to shaking your hand, saying congratulations, enjoy your new job.
Right.
You know, and prepare
right.
you the entire way.
That's a
way.
Full service yeah. right there, right?
And the cool thing is, never a charge.
Wow.
All of this stuff is completely free.
I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
It's your tax dollars at work.
Well, listen, it's always nice to see when we can see it, right?
So.
Tell people where you're located, where your actual physical location is, so people know where to find you.
Yeah, we are at 1975 West M21. Easiest way to think about it, though, is it's the big brown brick building on the corner of Main and Delaney.
Right.
You know, you can't miss us. We're right there.
You might not know what it is, but you're going to see the building.
We are, we are huge. I can't remember. It used to be like GTE telephone or something
Did it?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And that tells you how long ago was there a GTE, right?
Right.
So, yeah, we're right there. We are on the second floor. We've got a lot of great partners on the second floor with us as well. But you're going to want to come around to the front of the building. Come up to the second floor. We do have handicap parking available. We do have an elevator available as well if you've got some mobility issues. But just come on in, come right into the main office and fill out a couple of forms.
And then
boom,
you're
in business. And then from there, you're going to whichever path you need to.
Sure. And job fairs, how often do you guys put those on? I've seen those advertised before and thought, man, they've got a lot of really good employers that are there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we do the job fairs about 6 times a year.
Okay.
As the need arises, you know, we can certainly, you know, up that. But it's usually about 6 times a year is what we're doing. And we're doing this one, you know, again, here on the 29th because we figure it's after school started.
Right.
So the kiddos don't need watching. They're back in school. It's a great opportunity to get back out there, get a job, and start getting ready for Christmas.
Right. Start that Christmas savings.
There you go. Start that account.
Take advantage of some free time, right?
Sure.
Well, and again, it's an opportunity. Most job fairs you go to and you're kind of standing in a line, it's more or less a cattle call. Mm-hmm. You know, the employers who are there, they're looking down and going, I got 25 people in line here. I have no idea who I'm speaking with.
Right.
You know, it's just here, drop off a resume. This is one of the few where you actually get to sit down in front of an employer, do a face-to-face. They're able to make notes on your resume and determine, we're going to want to take this further in our office. Now, this isn't going to be, you know, a complete 20-minute deal, but you've got, you know, about 5 minutes to go ahead and present yourself,
market
yourself.
Potentially get your foot in the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
And then could lead to employment.
Yep, just remember, those first impressions, you can
they
only
matter.
Make them once.
They matter, don't they?
They do.
They do.
You would be surprised how many people get that second interview out of that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like you were saying earlier, Chris, I mean, a lot of people get hired right there.
They do.
Right.
And the employers let us know. And so then from there, we can continue on. Yes, this person will qualify for on-the-job training, you know, those kind of things. So
the employers that do they actually reach out that, like, they're saying, we have so many slots we're looking to fill? In other words, we need to be part of the next job fair, guys. We are down staff or, you know, 20 short or something like that.
They actually call me, you know, more often than not.
And said,
it's like, you know, when are you running the next one?
We want
to. And really, they love this format.
Probably works great for them too, if you think from their perspective. Like, I can be a one day and done potentially. I could have some candidates that are worthy of my next step, right?
Exactly.
I would like it that way too.
Because, you know, the fact is, like, they get to do a one-on-one right there, as opposed to you got the stack of resumes, as I said, and they're looking at me going, don't remember this one, remember this one, you know.
Bart, you know, he was talking about the AI and that your resume might not even make it in the pile that's to the real person says. So it might not, and who knows why it got kicked out, right?
Absolutely.
And so you didn't even make it. You were like, oh, I wonder why they didn't call me back. Well, didn't even land in the right person's hand, potentially.
And we would talk about people that maybe been a long time since they've done a resume, but boy, oh boy, if I'm presenting both my resume and myself at the same time, what an advantage that is.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, to make an impression. Oh, yeah, I remember Bart. I always do remember Bart.
I remember Bart, too. I remember coming to the job fairs.
See? So, I remember Bart.
And look at him now. We're so proud.
such a good moment for all of us.
It was like warm and fuzzy.
It's like,
folks, it's all warm and fuzzy in here.
It is. It really is. You can't see it, but we can feel it. How's that? You like that one?
Yeah.
We could go on like this for a long time. Yeah. All right. I want to be sure before we run out of time that we've covered all the basics. We haven't forgotten anything. Let's remind people first, because this is an important piece. How do they find you? Let's do that one.
Obviously on the web. I mean, all you got to do really is Google Michigan Works Owosso.
There you go.
You're going to get to that website, and from that website, you know, you can sign up for some of these workshops we're talking about.
And website's very user-friendly, I want to say it, because I spent some time on there prepping for my interview, and your website's really well done.
And sign up for some of these classes, and the resume workshop, you really need to sign up for that. The interviewing skills workshop. We've got these workplace excellence workshops that are great for maybe somebody that's been unemployed for a while. Or maybe a young worker that's never, you know.
This is their first time.
That's their first job. What are employers looking for in the workplace? I mean, great way to kind of brush up on your soft skills.
Sure.
But, you know, get in there, get signed up for those kinds of things. Chris and, you know, the coaches, get signed up for that career orientation.
Makes
because,
a difference.
You know, a lot of what Chris is talking about, the first step is working with a coach.
Yeah.
So, or stop by. We're on the corner of 21 and Delaney. I mean, it's easy to get to.
Right. Yeah. And then I did forget one thing that I do want to add. And again, just as a reminder, the job fair is going to be this Thursday, 29th, from 1 to 3 p.m.
Perfect.
Over at our service center. And for the employers that might be interested in doing the Going Pro Talent Fund, there's a mandatory information session, which is going to be September 20th. We have two. One is at 8:30, and the other one is at 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Please feel free, you know, to reach out to me. And again, number one more time at the risk of sounding repetitive.
That's okay.
Here,
do it.
989-729-9599, extension 452. 989-729-9599, extension 452. That'll get you directly to me. Leave a message if I'm out of the office, and more than likely I would be, because I'm out working with the employers.
Right, right. Awesome, you guys. Great information. We really appreciate all the work you're doing to help those get employed and to help employers find good people. It is an adventure when you're out there looking for work. It's an adventure when your boss trying to hire the right people. So on both ends.
Yeah.
And I've been on both ends, many of us have.
As have I. And especially if you're not quite 20 years old anymore.
Sure.
You know,
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have a world of experience, and it doesn't much matter, you know, until you actually get everything in place.
Right.
Like the correct resume. That is actually an issue that I had as well.
Really?
No. I thought I had a well-written resume, and then actually somebody at Michigan Works looked it over and said, you might want to change this.
Really?
I said, oh, cool. And it helped.
It helped.
Michigan Works liked it so much they hired me. But
they had you change that because they're like, we'd like to hire this guy.
Just saying, you know. So anyway, but so from that aspect, from the resume help, I've used that as well.
Good.
So that's
It's important too, honestly, for a person who's looked through a stack of resumes before.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there. And we want you to stand out and put your best foot forward and get that job, land that job and that career that you've been hoping for. So we appreciate your time, Bart and Chris. It's always fun. I want Chris, you got to come back. Bart, it's always good to see you.
Yes.
Notice she didn't ask you to come back.
I did when we were off air.
Nobody at this place ever does. I just keep showing up.
I did when we were off air. Guys, get online, get that information. They're going to help you. They're going to hold your hand all the way through it. I'm looking for a great job for you. GST Michigan Works is there and ready to help you every step of the way. I am your host, Tracy Peltier. You are listening to In Focus. And until next time, take care of one another.